After 6 hours of debate, the state Senate voted in favor of a bill advancing a natural gas mega project where Alaska is a part owner. While the legislation passed with a clear majority, APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports there was opposition from Democrats who had problems with the deal brokered by the Parnell administration.
Historic, momentous. Those were the words legislators used in the lead-up to the vote.
By a vote of 15 yeas and 5 nays, committee substitute for Senate Bill 138 Finance Amended has passed the Senate.
The yeas came mostly from Republicans and rural Democrats. 4 Anchorage Democrats and Sitka Senator Bert Stedman, a key Republican critic of the Parnell administration's energy policy, voted against it out of concern that the state is not getting enough out of the arrangement. The bill authorizes the state to partner with the North Slope producers, the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation, and TransCanada in construction of a natural gas pipeline that would cost at least $45 billion. The gas transported on the pipeline would be sold on the global market, and a portion would be reserved for Alaska consumers along the pipeline corridor. Some of the revenue from the gas would also be set aside to offset rural energy costs. Senator John Coghill, a Republican from North Pole, said that while the legislation is complex, he sees it as a way of accomplishing a popular goal in the state.
It really comes down to some really simple basics, right? We have gas, we want to sell it, and we want to get the benefit of it here in Alaska, whether it's in molecules or in cash.
But while the goal may be popular, some senators have issues with how the Parnell administration is going about it. A group of Anchorage Democrats offered 16 amendments to the bill. While none of those amendments were adopted, the minority used them to highlight what they saw as weak spots. A number of changes had to do with TransCanada's involvement in the project, an arrangement that has irritated some members of both parties during committee hearings. The state has been in contract with TransCanada and making payouts to the company since the Palin administration, when the last effort to develop a high-volume pipeline happened. Under the new plan, TransCanada would help the state finance the project and get a portion of the state's share in the pipeline in exchange. Minority Leader Hollis French said the state was giving them too much in this arrangement. He suggested it might even be time to break off the relationship and put the work out to bid.
It's just not working out. You know, it's just not working out. It's time for us to go back to the drawing board, I think, to separate and to let this process go forward without them taking 60% of my share of this pipeline.
Senator Kathy Geisel of Anchorage was one of the Republicans who opposed that idea. She said trying to find a new partner could slow down the project and add new costs to it.
$800 million a year, adding up. We don't know who else would bid. Under AGIA, there was one bidder, one complete bidding package, and that was TransCanada. Why would we expect different today?
Democrats also wanted a guarantee that municipalities along the pipeline route would not lose the ability to negotiate property taxes on land used. And they argued for upping the state's equity in the project from 25% to 51%. In the end, none of their amendments attracted more than a couple of Republican defectors. During the closing speeches, Soldotna Republican Peter Michicki stressed that all projects like this come with a risk. The highest projected costs for the state are upward of $10 billion, and the highest levels of return are forecasted at $4 billion a year. In this case, Michicki thinks the risk is worth it.
Will it come to a final investment decision? I don't know. We still have the AGDC project as a backup. I don't have a crystal ball, neither does anyone in this room. I think what's missing from the opposition here are ideas to move us forward, and I think I have a difficult time with that.
The bill now goes to the House. They have 1 month to review it before the legislature gavels out. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.